This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino the Mayor here, second hour. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Always good to have Cheese Curd Nick in the house, and Lisa Hale, and now Mark Houston, Balance Sports Medicine, talking about what's going on high school football-wise in Madison. You know, Mark, we talked all season long, almost every Friday night. We just, like, knocked on wood how great the weather was, and we all said the same thing. Hope it carries over for one more week. And yesterday, it didn't. And I felt bad for the Wrightstown kids out there playing in that slop.
Yeah.
And I know both teams had to play in it.
Yep.
But it's still, it's like,
Yeah. It was, that light rain. You know, even they hit halftime.
And that
was,
wind.
It was kind of like, is it changing back over? And then, yeah, I talked to my mom, who lives just south of Madison. She says the wind was the worst thing down here.
I mean, right, just walking down. Who was it yesterday came here? And he said, Rob Zerjeff.
Oh, yeah.
And he stepped there and goes, holy man, just trying to walk down the sidewalk here is crazy with that wind. But today we got Bayport and Notre Dame playing for state championships. That's impressive.
Yep, Notre Dame at 10 o'clock against Catholic Memorial. Should be a great showdown. And then finish up the season, 4 o'clock, Bayport. The Pirates take on Muskego, and that should be everyone could get home for a Friday and watch it on TV. And
Is it CW13?
I think it's CW13. And, shameless plug to Voice of Bayport. And Chris Lehrman is a gentleman out of Bayport. He's an employee, but he does the radio with Mike Frieder.
Cool.
But Chris went out and he did the state Wrightstown state game. And he also is doing Notre Dame's game today.
So, awesome.
So helping out the local folks.
And where are those carried?
So it's, if you go to Voice of BP on Facebook,
okay,
it's a YouTube channel. It's a link that, or if you probably look up Bayport football, I think Chris is putting some things, or NEW Sports Radio.
Okay.
He's got his own, he does stuff more or less for Bayport, but come state championship time, Chris goes out and helps out so
awesome.
People can listen. Yeah. So it was great. Last night I was, just getting ready and cooking dinner and in the kitchen and had the game on. And
I did one state championship game radio-wise way back. This would be like 1992. I was working for this little radio station doing Packer shows. And actually, you know where we did our Packer show? We've talked about this. The Altona? Yeah. Me and Yurko at the Altona Supper.
I like
Yurko.
That place.
I love that place.
Great customer service, great buffet, right? That's what they do.
And that
draws people like Johnny and I in there.
Have you heard about their Sunday morning buffet?
Been there.
Their brunch? It's been phenomenal, there. I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. But you got to get there earlier, or else you're drinking at the bar for a while. You know what I mean?
Which got to do what you got to do.
But, yeah.
I mean, but anyway, I did the Hilbert Wolves, their state championship game. The old Hilbert Wolves with Coach Mike Moreau. But that was a lot of fun doing a game at Camp Randall.
Yeah, it's, great opportunity. And we have been blessed with this whole season and to see, three teams. We almost had five teams. West Appear had an amazing season. So did the Bonneville Bears. They knocked out one of our other schools, Coleman, but, there was a lot of great success. So, it's unfortunate. Hopefully the weather stays pretty good today and three great games.
I feel bad for West Appear because I wanted the state to see Patrick Grayson throw a football.
Yeah. It's,
they will.
They will.
Yeah. Someone's going to see him.
Yeah.
Hope the Badger coaches see him. I'd take him right now over any quarterback they have in the roster.
It's tough watching Badger football.
Oh.
Yeah. So Notre Dame, do they have odds? I mean, I don't bet on high school.
No, but Jim, we've talked about this before.
But they won in 2003. Yeah,
there are no odds. There are no point spreads, nothing like that whatsoever.
I want
the headquarters for the WIAA to know I am right vehemently. Vehemently ending this discussion on odds in high school sports.
Well, let's just talk about then who's favored. 2003, 2015, Notre Dame won. the same coach? Different coach?
No, it's Coach Nowak.
Yep. So Coach Rader's there now.
Okay.
Got a son playing on the team.
Former player, played at Wisconsin.
All right. That's such a thrill. I just really, you know, of course it's great for the other team, too, if they win. There's still time not to get down to Notre Dame, but there's still people that can head down to the game.
If you took off now, you could still make the Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in Camp Randall. But,
right.
You know, I mean,
easy to get to.
I think the greatest thing, though, is how these games, you can see them, you know, because I get it. A lot of people may go out every Friday night and see John and Ted and see them up in the box, and it's local. You're going 10 minutes, 15 minutes. That's a trip. And, you know, do you want to take your kids out in the cold and the rain and stuff? I get it. But that you can sit at home on a Friday night and really, you know, support these kids. And, you know, it's also cool if they come home with a silver ball or a gold ball that you're out there when they're there.
Absolutely.
Oh, totally. And they get the escort coming back into town. Everybody gathers in a parking lot. Yeah, that's very, very, that's a cool ceremony.
Those are the memories I think it's awesome for high school sports.
Hope that happens.
You know, we wish the best on all these teams to bring home gold balls. Wrightstown brought home a silver, and there's no shame in that.
None whatsoever. We did their game this year against Luxembourg Casco.
Yep.
And it always is a good frame of reference, excuse me, when we do a game during the regular season and then they make it to the state finals, because you know you've seen them with your own eyeballs instead of just reading about them or whatever. And that Wrightstown team was a really, really nice football team.
And John, I think if I remember right, I think they were 5-0 at that time, or 4-0.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to, you know, they were supposed to kind of blow out Luxembourg. It was actually a very close game, really close, down to the fourth quarter, down to the stretch. Yeah,
yeah.
So it's
just shows how competitive it is.
And
up
it also
here.
Shows you where these teams where they have to be late in the season. You know, again, we were talking games back in August and September. We're now on, you know, what is it, November
22nd?
22nd. You know,
that flies by so fast.
It does.
President Kennedy.
Was it you telling me that in some what state was it? They're like just only starting the playoffs now or something? Was that you that told me? Okay,
so my buddy, they in Georgia, they just started their playoffs last weekend.
Yeah, because remember, I
Todd, you told me too.
I produced those games in Georgia. So I've got a game tonight. Yep.
That's Todd that told me that too. That's right. It was both you guys talking about Georgia.
I think my buddy JP a couple years ago was, they went to the state championship in Atlanta, and I want to say it's like the 14th, 15th, 16th, somewhere in there.
Of December.
That's when they're state champion.
They can go for a long time.
Yeah. So you got to work all the way.
And so I have not, I knew they just got beat last week. That was their first week. I should follow up with them, though, because I don't know how the Hurricanes, so they have byes in their season, just like the NFL schedule.
Okay.
And I don't know. I know they got delayed with the hurricane. So yes. I don't know how that affected
their season.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think only really by 1 week, but some teams had to you know play twice in a week and all that to kind of get caught up.
You know, I remember when Katrina hit and Eddie Lacy, the Packer fullback or running back, was a stud until he ate his way out of the league. I mean, let's just be honest. I was watching some highlights of him there. I mean, 250 pounds. Running people over and then outrunning them. And, I mean, he could have been amazing. But anyway, he was living in New Orleans, and the family's house was, you know, gone or whatever. And he was only like a freshman in high school and everything. But I guess their college guys had already had and it's like, you want to talk? They got displaced. But, boy, were their areas saying, we got a place. We got a place.
Oh, yeah.
As like a freshman in high school. And I think it was even in Texas.
Welcome to so-and-so city.
Welcome to football in the South.
Yep.
Welcome to high school football in the South. Yeah. Yeah. So.
It's a.
What else is going on this weekend, Mark?
Well, you talk about eating gumbo and booyah.
Oh, yeah. I was wrong. I was wrong.
Okay.
So wrong.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
That's like telling my mom that ravioli and lasagna is the same.
Isn't a bratwurst and a hot dog the same?
I was going to say that, but yes.
We don't have bratwurst, but we got some Oscar Mayer wieners.
I do.
The same
What's the difference?
There's no difference.
I do think that, you know, maybe you guys need to take this radio show and like once a month do like a cooking show somewhere.
We're having a couple chefs come on and give us some pointers on Thanksgiving things because there's different casseroles, some traditional, you know, some relatively new. So talk to a friend of mine. He might, if he can, I know he's going to come on the show and talk to us about that. But you're right. A cooking show should be a little bit more visual. So it's a little tough here.
It is. You said, I'm smirking because my own wife is, you know, being married into now an Italian family. You know, we were invited after 12:15 on Thursday to my aunt's, The desserts will be served about 7 or 8 p.m. You know, it's
there's a lot of courses.
You know, you have your soups, and then you have your appetizers, and then you have by the way, you do have turkey. And I said, yeah, we do have turkey.
It's down the road though, huh?
But it used to be longer when my grandma was alive. It was.
Are you the cook?
No, I can cook.
I mean, sometimes when you go and you help out, it's like
And that was a big thing. Also, I have a uncle who owned a restaurant, and I had an aunt. She loves hosting Thanksgiving. She didn't have very good knives, so I had an uncle
I got mine
who
sharpened.
Correct. He comes every year, sharpens them.
Totally.
He did.
Oh, that's
rest in peace. He's now passed away, so. We'll have to make sure she gets sharp knives.
What's the first thing you grab on the table for Thanksgiving meal?
The outside fork. I don't know.
Mine's a sweet potatoes.
Oh, that for the food.
I eat sweet potatoes like no other. I don't know why. Like no other time during the year. And when you got them there for Thanksgiving, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on the table. Remember Jay Leno? We used to talk about people go over to grandma's house and can I help you grandma, you know, no, stay out of the kitchen. You know, sometimes they want total control with the pie, the turkey, everything, stay out of the kitchen. And then it's like and then you sit down and have dinner, grandma, this was really good. Well, I should think so, none of you lifted a finger.
But
3 hours.
But you're right. Grandma ate.
Yeah,
stay out
it's
of her
deal.
Kitchen.
And she does that bean stuff, and it's just like, okay, mom, you got it.
Oh, that's funny.
My mom, their grandma.
That's so, how did, how many, okay. At your house, when you were, let's say, 12 years old, how many people was your mom feeding at that meal?
Well, when I was 12, it was only, there's just a family. It was, 15.
That's what I mean. So she
was that big, but now.
Would it take two turkeys?
Yeah, she was great about it. You know what, John? There was always plenty of food, and she never complained.
To cook for
15. But what my mom did that my dad didn't like, and my mom was awesome, was if you didn't like something, she'd make you something else. And he's like, you shouldn't be doing that. But like, let's say you didn't like turkey. She would make the ham sandwich. She would do something else for you.
My mom finally relented on that for me.
Did your dad let her relent?
That finally, was our problem. After a couple
age
of years.
35.
And I'll tell you what it was. Right. Todd would agree with me on this. The boiled dinners, the boiled cabbage with turnips. And
people don't
like
that.
I couldn't eat it.
I love that stuff.
I know
it's
you
my
do.
Favorite.
But it's my worst.
But when you get, like Johnny said, 14 people, there's probably a chance one of them doesn't like it. And instead of saying, well, eat something else or eat the croissants or whatever else is on the table, it's like she would make something different for them.
Yeah, my mom would not do that. You ate what was in front of you and you ate all of it.
It was years before my dad relented and allowed her to cook something else. Oh, man. I want to know the first person that boiled a turnip and ate it and said, huh? Well, this isn't bad.
Well, they seasoned it, John. It
I'm talking about like
water.
Colonial days. They must have started.
Okay, well,
like
we'll
Pocahontas
get on,
or somebody.
Yeah, we'll get her on next.
You know what I mean? All right, we got to send her a break. Back after.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, welcome back. I know the mayor, Todd from DePere, says, did Jim really say the outside fork when asked what the first thing he grabbed at a Thanksgiving meal was?
Well,
outside fork?
That would mean to most people, that's the salad fork.
Well, but that's the first thing you grab. And John's like, the sweet potatoes. And just reach over the table. I didn't know he was talking food, Todd. Todd, that was a little weird. After I said that,
John,
I thought,
John just goes into the kitchen though and grabs the bread and starts eating away.
Actually, you know what my mom, when we were talking about that with the boiled meal that I just couldn't eat, what she finally started doing was boiling kudigi with it. And that's an Italian sausage thing. Kudigi.
Oh, yeah.
And even that at least gave everything else some flavor. So then I would at least eat the potatoes and stuff.
Right.
Otherwise, it was so bland and just kind of...
I don't know.
I would take a piece of bread with butter and the kudigi and just eat the potatoes. That was my meal. To this day, I cannot eat cabbage like that. Just can't.
Man, you're missing it. That boiled dinner.
I don't think I am. By the way, Todd.
Yeah.
Todd, that music you were just playing.
Yeah, Susie Q.
So what does that remind you of? What movie?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. Play it again, please. Play it again. And now, ladies and gentlemen, fellas, big welcome for Miss September. Apocalypse Now, when they were having the USO show with the Playboy Muddies, and they came out of the helicopter and started dancing and the whole thing. Remember that? Okay. One of the girls, one of the playmates, then she was the mom in Who's the Boss?
Oh, okay.
Mm. Thank you, John.
Yeah.
From boiled dinner to, okay, that's all right. That's all right. Hey, but this weekend, Mark, this yeah. is a... This
hey,
is
Nikki's here. She does not look happy. I can't believe what you said about her this morning,
she
Jim.
She got on me because I said about the spittoons.
Yeah. Hey, Nikki, I didn't know you're up that early. Why did you get up so early?
Come on, Nikki. What did
Come
I
on,
say?
Sleep in.
What did I say?
Why?
I love the
Judith Light would never... No.
Judith Light?
Judith Light, yeah.
No.
That was her.
She's wholesome.
She was one of the Go-Go Girls. I know this. I know that movie.
Fine.
Wow.
Besides your football games, you going to the parade? We are in it.
I heard you guys are big time.
We are big time. We're getting the Sharpies. We're looking good. We might carry our own Sharpies because we're not there yet.
But you're going to carry your own Sharpies.
Yeah, because a lot of times you just go to the chief of staff and say, hey, this kid wants an argument. But now we
got I got a feeling. I was watching a thing.
Is it hard to put the Sharpie in your pocket then for the next one that comes?
It might turn out like I was watching a thing with John Gruden when he was talking about in Philadelphia how rough the crowds were. Oh, she's got a Sharpie. Thank you.
Look at
Nikki.
This. Now yeah. this.
The Nikki chief of staff.
This is
the
awesome. Chief.
Thank you.
That's
right
what we would
there.
Call this.
We got our Sharpie. That is exactly and what
Gruden
we would.
And says he was...
Nikki, those will not make it to the
no,
parade.
No, those will get lost.
By tomorrow, it'll be like, soon. Did they
gonna,
give us any?
I thought you were going to hurt our feelings and say those will not get used.
Well, that too. But he said he was at an event like that, and somebody kept yelling, it's in Philadelphia, Gruden! Hey, John Gruden! Gruden! And the guy turns, hey, he goes... You suck!
We've all had that. So,
no, yeah, you guys, the parade is awesome. It's
going to be great.
I'm actually, I am, full disclosure, I'm not a deer hunter, yeah. but I go up to deer camp.
Oh, you're one of those guys. That's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I go up to camp That's and so I make sure we take the, get the guys home safe back to the camp. Yep. We take, there's five of us that don't hunt, so we get them from the casino back.
And you cook?
And we cook.
Yeah, those, you always got to bring a good couple chefs.
It used to be pig.
Sparfankel? What's
it called? I'm trying to think what it is.
That's tonight. What it is with the, on the stick. Yeah.
Maybe it's pig tonight, and then it's tomorrow night it's steaks.
Oh, nice. I actually brought up tenderloin to our camp.
Yeah. I mean, that's half the fun. I don't
no
do
question.
That.
John, did you get the 30-point buck?
No. No.
Did you get the 10-point buck?
I saw one. I showed you the view out of my
It was on
blind.
A vehicle on the way home on a car.
I blame Ted Stefaniak because he gave me his binoculars that I use all season long. There's my view, okay?
Yeah.
Out of the deer blind. And I'll show you when I get it closer. There actually is a deer in the background there. See him feeding?
Doesn't that look like a bush?
Yeah.
But it's a doe.
Okay.
Yes.
No, hey, the other thing that's going on, I just want to give a plug this antiquarian sale out at Rock Garden. That is, they were in here. We had them on this week. You want to get some cool Christmas gifts? 25 vendors selling like antiques.
Oh, very
You cool. know, cufflinks, stuff, cut glass, crystal. So I'm heading out there after the parade.
Well, I am
John,
too.
My son
okay,
with
I
antiques.
I don't
want to
miss I need some antique cufflinks. Mine are too new.
They have, I think, I we have,
when's the last time you wore cufflinks? I think, I don't know if I ever did.
I don't, can't say I ever have.
Maybe when I know what they are. But... for a charity event or something.
Yeah. They used to be given away as, you know, a cool gift item, but.
Oh, they don't give cufflinks away. Cufflinks are expensive. Yeah.
You know what I've got? It's do you
hey,
remember?
Get some I'd good
like,
friends.
I'd like to meet your friend. What? Yeah.
You know what you never see anymore is the tie.
Pin?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know I've got one, and it's, I would love to know the history. It's shape of a football, and it says Packers World Champions 1962.
Well, it's all there. What do you mean you have to know the history of it?
Like,
well, maybe they gave those out in 1962.
But were those given to the team? Were those given to the players? No. Well, were those given to the coaches? There's got to be some historical significance.
Well, when you put
that.
It on eBay, of course.
What do you mean? Well, then people will know. I know, but I'd love to know the value of that.
Yeah.
I would love to know the value of that. I've never seen one anywhere else ever.
That's cool.
I know. It could be worth $1,000.
There's a lot of Green Bay cufflinks out there, a lot.
Yeah, I know. But this, I think, Vince Lombardi gave to the players or the coaches. Just like he gave the wives all those mink fur things. Yeah.
I think that was Vince Lombardi's tie pin.
It may have been.
That's what I think.
It's got put it on the back. I saw where somebody carved in VL. Just being honest here.
Anyway. Yeah. Yes,
does
anyway,
it look like these, John?
No. Keep looking.
That's what happens when you Google things.
Yeah, I know. Keep looking.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll try to find it. So Mark, one last quick question for you here. We were talking about the football players.
Yeah.
Taking some time off.
Yeah.
I know a lot of them want a gym, but you're a firm, even at that age, just got to kick back sometime, don't you?
Yeah. You know, so it's interesting. I was out walking the other night, and I'll admit, I listened to a podcast of some people I consider around here. They're local people that talk about, you know, getting back in the weight room and stuff like that and leaving it up to the kids. I understand that point, and especially like if you're young, you know, if you were a freshman and you were done a month ago, yeah, you should be able to get back in.
Right.
But, you know, it's one of those things. These guys have been going since like August 6th, and now it's November 22nd. So if you even lost last week, I hope that you took off this week, because if you are now going to go into basketball or if you are going to go into an offseason, let your body heal. Take care of your body. Trust me, no NFL ball player is finishing the Super Bowl and on Monday they're not jumping back in and trying to do everything. It just doesn't happen. So take the time off.
Sounds good. Mark Houston, I think you should take some time off.
I'll take a couple this weekend off.
Nice. Thanks for all the great things you've done during football season for us, man. Problem. And really enjoyed on those Friday nights up there with you.
Yep.
Thanks awesome. So much. Not the greatest stat man, though. Your handwriting needs so much work. Back with Brian Mills, Tim Marquardt, right after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Very special thanks to Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. They have just been so phenomenal during this entire football season, and just great to have them on the sidelines at sporting events throughout the state of Wisconsin. And just his wisdom and his advice is really great. Well, joining us now, a couple of guys that are very instrumental in high school sports being what it is and surviving, to be honest with you. And I'm not trying to sound overly whatever there, but I'm telling you, this is at a point one time where it was critical. Brian Miltz and Tim Marquardt, school officiating update. And we were talking one of the last times how you guys were trying to encourage people, come on, get involved. Do even freshman games and things like that. And you know, Ted and I even commented on this. They need some new blood because some of these crews, God bless those guys, they're out there on Friday nights and they're not spring chicks anymore, if you know what I mean.
We were lucky to have some nice warm weather this year.
Yes.
You had mentioned before. So hopefully that keeps some crews in another year going on. So,
but definitely the average age of our officials has climbed and is, you know, not looking to go down anytime soon, but we can use new youth and get them going.
I mean, it's guys in their 60s.
Yeah.
Like many things though, fire department, police department. I mean, you're seeing a whole bunch of people that are going to be, you know, retiring. How did that work though? You talked last, I don't know, maybe it wasn't that long ago, 6 months ago you were here. And I think you guys are putting on a pretty big push to get people in, help train them. And I think, you know, sometimes I think people can be a little bit intimidated by officiating, and you have good training programs. Is it getting better?
I think our training is getting better. I think we're, you know, as a local association, we're doing a good job of getting officials, people who want to try it, get them in and try and get them experience. You know, Brian does our non-varsity football assigning, and we use that process to make sure that person gets on the field with, you know, three other experienced people doing a JV game, because that's where you want to make your mistakes. That's where you want to get your memory, your muscle memory on how to make a call, where to be in position. So it's a very developmental process when we can do it that way.
You know what I'm still amazed at? These guys, NFL, college, high school, it's all the same in this way, okay? All these guys can be right in the center of the action and not get run over more.
No. We were with my varsity crew. We were very happy that our umpire, this was the first year where he wasn't taken out.
Oh, so no kidding.
We've got some great video of him going over his heels and the hat coming off and stuff. So that's
how's your reach to women? I mean, that's
terrible.
Really? Because that's so big now. It's kind of big on.
I was just going to pick up on that. I thought you were going to say, oh, it's a lot better now because of the national.
I wish. We really only have like one or two women in our 191, I think we have now in our association, and only a few women.
Well, the lady from De Pere, I know. I remember when she did a state boys basketball game, didn't she, a few years ago?
There has been some really...
And she was the first one ever, I believe.
Yeah, and there's been some really good women come from our area.
Yeah.
But actually... Several of them have advanced beyond our area because they're that good. They're doing college-level stuff. And so in the Green Bay area, we've had a few really good young women get started and have advanced very well.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
And we do get some, but not nearly enough. A really poor breakdown. So a real quick example, I had an AD from a school contact us. They're going to have a girls' youth basketball night, and they thought, hey, it'd be really neat to put together a varsity crew of women officials. We're having trouble coming up with three women officials to do a varsity basketball game in this area.
Wow.
We got it. We're getting it figured out. But, you know.
And the way you're going to get more is if they see themselves there.
Right.
So and to have you guys do it would, I mean, you're nice guys, you're great officiators. But, again, I want to go back to when we were recruiting, you know, and half the world are women, right? And that's a market that we have to get at because some of these traditional things, you know, especially DPW, police, fire. And the way you're going to connect with that is if you have the women telling them about it, not you guys.
There.
Right. They see themselves there. So, wow, that's I'm surprised by that. I guess I'm a little disappointed
I'm hoping exposures like this help us, you know, appeal to somebody who's willing to try.
They're on the sidelines. They're coaching. They're trainers. Yeah. I mean, you see more and more of that. I got some friends who are doing that. But, wow.
It's advancing. And we do have some. And we have got some that in the lower levels that do stuff, which is, you know, a great start, but we need more.
Why don't you really upset the apple cart and pay them more than you pay men?
If I thought that would
talk to one of your guests coming on later about, you know, rates of pay and stuff for the district.
Okay, all right, we'll get them.
With it. The other great thing is that, you know, the GBOA, we're just wrapping up football season right now, but we also represent basketball officials, and we have volleyball officials, and we have baseball and softball. And that's it. We don't do track yet, or we don't have our track members, but there's a lot of sports that are played in this area that are outside of football. And we have some strong college programs that we would love to have, you know, UWGB women's and men's basketball players. Once they're out of school, we'll take them on. We'll get them to officiate. We have a couple strong officials in the area that are former GB students in St. Norbert.
It's almost the same as with Mark Houston. We talk about this all the time. A lot of the young people they have going into sports medicine were former athletes who were injured and got firsthand, you know, and it's like, hey, this is a pretty cool profession. I like what you do. And you'd think it'd be the same with officiating. You know, at least that would be the, you know, the training ground almost to get them involved.
And a lot of the women that we have had have been former athletes, you know, that come back into the sport in that way. And, you know, it's a great, no different than the men. I mean, a lot of guys, you know, played at some level and come back.
And Tim, I like what you said about you're not out there alone. I think some people, it's like, oh, do I, you know, like teaching is tough because you are out there alone. It's not like they send three other teachers in your classroom with you. And I think with officiating, you know, maybe you can be a little slower and look over and, okay, I don't know. I don't officiate. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, but I mean, we have an ability, especially in the association, we hook you up with a mentor.
Right.
Somebody that can talk to you, you know, obviously not every minute of the game, but, you know, they'll take you on a game. Let's go do a sixth grade tournament game on Saturday, and I'll help you because that's a safer place for you to make a mistake, obviously, than stepping on a varsity court. So that's the advantage of an association is that it's a group of officials. We're nothing more than a group of officials trying to help get and grow officials to be better and thereby making ourselves better.
I'm sorry, go ahead, John.
Well, I was just going to ask, there's a few industries that are lacking the youth, and a lot of times it's a relative. I mean, these guys talk to their kids, their grandkids, their uncles, or I mean, their nephews.
Yeah, our most successful recruiting effort is similar to anything else, where it's people that we know.
Right.
We know that they're going to have the proper, you know, mindset to do it. You're going to be familiar with it. They're friends of yours, and to get them into officiating, it's another way to hang out with a group of people that you get along with, and then that just kind of extends itself. So you meet other officials and you say, okay, this guy might be a good person, or this person over here might be a great official just by seeing how they carry themselves and their interest in the game. The other thing is, it's, you know, similar to what you're doing with the shelter, and Mino, you've been doing for years with the veterans. It's just another area for us to give back to our communities. So
right,
wherever your strength is, you're able to kick back to the area and help these kids out in athletics or after school activities, or just, you know, provide positive role models there and something for them to use their energy. And it builds up our community with it. So
we're talking with Brian Mills, Tim Marquardt, Green Bay Officials Association, trying to recruit some new members to get involved.
Hey, what about the novice? I teach at NWTC, and, you know, I tell all my students, I teach business classes, but you got to have a side hustle. A little bit for the money, but a lot of it for the connections. You know, I just think
connections. You get a little exercise.
What I wanted to ask with Tim was, what if they just played some intramural stuff? They weren't really deep into it like you guys were.
I've done basketball. I don't do high school just because of scheduling with football and, you know, with where my kids are. And I quit basketball in seventh grade. So, you know, you can still pick up officiating.
All right, might mention that next time. I didn't really.
It's a learnable skill. I mean, obviously, you know, interest is going to make it easier. If you're not interested, it's going to be hard to engage. But all of it's learnable. And I thought I knew, because I coached my kids. You know, my kids played and I coached, and I thought I knew the rules. And as an official, I now realize how little I knew. But
I think what's in my point that I'm going to make to them is that if you're interested, and I think that's number one, if you're interested in, I think some people might think, well, I don't have the skill set, and but you can teach that. Sometimes people, believe it or not, say that about politics. Like, I don't know anything about it. I said, well, neither is anybody in it. You know, I mean, but you guys teach that and they can learn how to coach, and you can start them at, like you said, sixth, seventh, eighth grade, where it maybe isn't as.
Yeah.
Side
hustle is a good, it's an advocation. It's not, you know, you're not going to make your income on it, but you're going to get a little income. You're going to, and you have control as an official over your schedule. One of the challenges, and so ex-coaches, folks who have coached for a while, a lot of times I'll use the term fall back into officiating, because I don't have to be there every day. I can, if I want to work two games a week, I can work two games a week. I want to work six games a week, I can probably find them now. So,
and we've had people on here, and it's no mystery, but to live a quality life, you want to have some social connections. You know, there's Optimist Club, there's a lot of organizations, but just that would be I think that would be great for someone to meet people, and you guys are super nice people.
The national survey of officials, they had a survey that did 37,000 officials nationally, and the number one highest ranked reason why folks are in and stay in officiating is the camaraderie.
Right.
You know, I've seen examples, like if I went through my phone and my phone's list, you know, probably 85% of the people in there I've known via officiating, or, you know, sometimes it's work, sometimes it's, but it definitely drives a lot of relationships.
Well, and not only that, because, I mean, I see the guys pull up a lot of times. You'll have four or five guys getting out of the same car.
You should see the van that's out there. He's got the best ride in Green Bay for the official cruise on there. So
when we would travel together, it'd be called the clown car.
But, you know, another thing with those guys, I've talked to some of them. I mean, you want to talk about the post-game revelry, getting together. And that's a big part of it. And I just talked to one of the gentlemen. In fact, I'm going to show you the name in a little bit. I don't want to say anything. But his wife told me, she said, I'll tell you what, he so looked forward to that, for the after game, getting together, talking about the game, doing whatever. They built up, you know, they'd go to different towns they hadn't been before and stop in at some little local bar, or, you
best
know,
hamburger
restaurant.
Was in Manawa, and there is no way I would have been in.
Yeah, you texted me that one. Your game is a lot better than mine, but man, I'm getting a hamburger at the
bowling
alley.
That was
amazing
in Manawa.
So I mean, that's part of it.
Yep,
that
small town USA.
Absolutely,
and I think that can be the calling card for that. You know, like you said, I don't know. I think it's great because you guys need officiating, but, you know, it's really not a labor of love. I mean, you can really build some friendships and have good.
And you can make some pretty good money.
Yeah. It's, again, you're not going to pay your home mortgage off, you know, with officiating a few times a week, but there's some money to be made there.
When COVID was going on and we lost football season and ended up doing a half spring season,
I hated that part.
The games were fun. I mean, we ended up doing a game in the local area where from the start of the day till 4 o'clock, the team switched seven times who was going to be able to play that. So you knew they weren't watching film. And it was a team coming up from Milwaukee and playing in the area, and they had no idea where they were. But I missed the socialization with my other officials, you know, so just like where we were getting hit with everything else, hanging out with my guys on my crew was it was disappointing to miss them. So
yeah. Well, anyway, Brian Mills, awesome. Tim Marquardt, Green Bay Officials Association. Thank you guys for what you do. And those Friday nights, they're special, and high school basketball and wrestling and everything else is coming up. And we wouldn't have those sports if it wasn't for people like you that say, hey, I'll step up and I'll help out with this.
If you're interested in baseball, softball, basketball, let us know. We'll put you in contact with them.
Tell me what it is, you guys, because I do think there's people listening that might want to just talk to you, maybe not commit, but...
GBOA.org is our website. You can join there. You can read about, you know, our organization, what we do. And, of course, the WIAAWI.org is the WIAA's website. They have, you know, a whole section about how to join as officials and the outline of what to do, how to get started, things like that. But an association helps make it a more personal level.
Yeah, the local connection will help out, so...
I would love to do that. I'm not qualified.
You want to learn how to do lacrosse? We've got some friends that are doing it. We don't do it.
I've only been there twice. So.
You know who's turned out to be a phenomenal, great career is Roethlisberger.
Yeah. He's a member, yeah.
Chad.
He helps us out.
Yeah, we did their first game, or he did our first game, Preble and Oshkosh West. But he's big time in hockey, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, he's D1. D1 college hockey.
Big time. I mean, like, you'd be at, like, University of Minnesota against Michigan and stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's... And he's got a good presence about him.
Yeah. He's,
you know?
Well, I mean, I think his media experience has certainly played into his ability to carry himself on the playing surfaces.
Yeah. We have a couple of officials that were former in the media, and it does help with the sideline presence and the communication skills and stuff. So
I can tell you one last quick thing. Last two games, I think Ted and I did, there were close calls in regards to somebody having his feet down. Another one was on an interception. And both times we weren't sure, and we watched the replay, and the refs had it right. And it's like, that's pretty cool. And I'm glad we had the replay to show that they absolutely had it right.
And yeah, we don't get to use that, and that's okay for high school. But like you say, it's appreciated that we get people in the right position and they're looking for what they got to look for.
Outstanding. Brian Milt, Tim Marquardt, keep it going. Give that website one more time, please.
GBOA.org.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks for keeping
Thank
it alive, fellas.
Side hustle.
Thanks, Ben.
Back right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Isn't that interesting? Officiating, I think those of you who would like to get outside, or inside, I guess, help the youth.
And
learn
Dennis,
a little bit.
Dennis is sitting here. He goes, I used to officiate. Now I'm interested in it. So they're talking
bring
about it.
Oh,
see,
that's awesome.
That's what it's about.
I think that's cool. And I will tell you, I always talk to students about a side hustle. And look, I would never say that, look, this is your career path. Of course, as it could turn into something. But, I mean, you want to give back and get paid at the same time. That's pretty good
the
gig.
The first thing I was an umpire one summer.
And most, I just want to say that. He didn't say you have to know it, but it'd be nice if you played
sure,
sports
right?
and knew some of that. And most of
you
the
don't
students
want me
I have.
You don't want me officiating.
I was really looking at me. You've met some of the students. They all played sports, and I think I'm going to talk to them about that. I hope they can get two or three out of it.
You know what discouraged me from doing that? When I was a junior in high school, I got the job. I had to get to the softball field early. It was when women's slow pitch softball was just starting. Mm-hmm. So I had to chalk the lines, do the whole thing, get the balls, everything. And then I was the umpire behind the plate. Okay. Well, that's when it was like the first year. So nobody really knew exactly what a strike should be or not. Except me. I got into so many, I mean, to one point where one of their managers trying to be a big guy, whatever, challenged me to go up behind the bleachers after the game.
And you just let that roll off your back. You don't.
Completely.
Did you bring a gun?
And so anyway, but that like discouraged me because there was so much, you know, these women were just going, you know, what's the matter with you? That shouldn't have been a strike. They didn't know the rules either.
Right. I would think, I haven't talked to those guys, but that's got to be part of the training.
Yes,
is
dealing
like
with that.
Walking away or whatever they do. They don't really walk away, but they,
right.
You're not going to spend the rest of the game, you know, because if you both think you're so right,
absolutely.
Got to end it.
Yeah.
So do you say to them, could we just agree to disagree?
That's exactly what I said.
Right, yeah, yeah. I'm thinking of both of you guys.
I'm sure
right
John
now.
Said that.
It's like that song. Wasn't there a song? Oh, it was written by the guy from Manitowoc. Made a lot of money of that. We just disagree.
Oh, we
Dave Mason.
Dave Mason.
Dave Mason.
Right. Yeah, that's right from Manitowoc. Or, you know.
That's all I said. Hey, can't we just both disagree, get along as friends? Just
Kumbaya.
Have a nice day.
Kumbaya. We're here Kumbaya. For the kids. We're here Kumbaya. For the kids.
And
I can see both of you guys not being that person.
No, and I think that's a good decision you made not to pursue that career.
Yeah.
So you did it 1 year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim would want to do it, but only for the striped shirt and the whistle.
Oh, that would be cool.
And I'd get there super.
Oh, yeah. I'd get there super early and hang around after.
No, that,
I'd bring my Sharpie.
Let me tell you what that would do. Let me tell you, because I even brought this up on the broadcast late night of the Wisconsin Herd game to Ryan. I said, have you noticed how all these officials now are so in such shape?
Oh, I know.
Who was the first one years ago? Remember, he would wear the ultra tight shirt, but now, like even that game last night, every guy was like a physical specimen.
And UWGB basketball, which you know I go to, we were there Tuesday night. Those dudes and they're sprinting.
Rip.
They don't just stand there; they sprint down to the.
And it used to be guys with the big pot bellies right. and kind of.
Well, that was our high school
our era,
baby.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I was thinking this: if he did,
that would finally be the encouragement for him to just get in serious shape.
That you have
to wear the tightest shirt. There it is.
Yeah, the only thing. That would look like, that's awesome. Look,
Ed Hockley.
Oh, it's Ed.
Thank you,
Ed
Dennis.
Ed Hockley, yeah.
Ed
that
Hockley.
Does look a little bit like.
You.
No, it looks more like Dennis. Mm,
all right. Yeah, we got to talk to Dennis. Dennis, come on, jump in.
Dennis, you got to. So as we get into the New Year's resolutions, you got to sign up and explore. You don't have to commit, but you have to give a call to this gboa.org and look at officiating.
Get back. So you were an official. What sports?
I did baseball, softball, football, basketball.
But baseball's a little easier in terms of like basketball. You're running up and down that court, and football you could.
Yeah.
If baseball, though, is a little chill.
Well, if you're like the second base umpire type thing, if you're behind the plate, it can be, you know, whatever.
I'm talking about, but sprinting or that you don't.
Oh,
you,
yeah, yeah,
I was
yeah,
talking
yeah,
about
yeah,
the getting
yeah.
in shape.
Got it.
And baseball, you can kind of maybe not be in good
I'll tell you what,
shape.
I did a lot of one man modified softball stuff back in the day. And when you'd work, you know, for like the city or whatever, and you do like four games a night, you honest to Pete, run 6-7 miles.
Oh, I believe it. I absolutely
track,
believe that.
I track that on my
like tracker. What's the old saying in baseball? It's two guys playing catch and everybody else scratching themselves.
I was not aware of that.
You never heard that?
Yeah, I heard it here first.
Actually, I've heard that.
Like he said, we need more women.
Oh, they scratch.
You have to change what you wear for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. My man, Dennis Peters, vocalist, the glam band in the house. You can stick around. We've got one of my all-time favorite Packers, even though he didn't have a super long career, but he made an impact, and now he's making an amazing impact in the community. Dexter McNabb, Football Friday. Burkle's one block over. You know, you talk about a presence. You go, if you get called to the principal's office and you got Dexter McNabb at 250 pounds of solid muscle sitting there, that's a presence.
Words not to be said.
Hey, but you know what? Even though he does, and you're right, Sister Jacinta was pretty intimidating at Holy Family.
We had Mr. Dominic Giardi. Trust me.
I think the title keeps him up there. But yeah, Dexter's. But he's got his unbelievable rapport with the kids.
Unbelievable. He's fantastic.
He is really, really good with
the kids. I can't wait
students.
To hear a story of how he matriculated into. Into higher education.
And he's good at
it. And sticking around here. He's from Florida.
Yeah, right.
You know, you think, these winters are a little.
Right. Well.
And especially play at the University of Florida, so their alumni association. He probably could have gotten a job anywhere around that area.
It'd be fun to talk to him about that.
Yeah, absolutely we will. All right, we got to start a quick race. Dennis from the Glam Band is in the house. Dexter McNabb coming up on Burkle's One Block Over. We have our music segment with Dennis coming up. Banda Los Locales. From the Heights Pub and Parlor music series. Did I hit it?
Bingo.
Give me something, brother.
Hell yeah.
Todd, you have yesterday's thing.
I'll work on it.
Oh, thank you.
House. I like Lady Stack. That's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Ow, she's a brat. House. Well, look together.
this is how the story goes. She knows she's got everything that a woman needs.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.